Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we have Michael Bennett. He's the founder of Honolulu Tech Week. And of course, we're going to be talking about the second annual week-long event featuring Hawaii's tech diversity. And Michael, I want to welcome you back to Bite Marks Cafe.
Aloha, Bert. Thank you for having me.
Now, you know, Michael, it's been 1 year, and I guess, I don't know, 1 year kind of goes by pretty fast. Maybe what it was is that I actually got you toward the end of last year. Like last year, the Honolulu Tech Week was what, in October, right? October-ish?
September last year, too, but a little bit later on in the month.
Okay. And you know, boy, I tell you, time goes by pretty fast. I mean, we're already in August, and I guess the whole year's gone by. And, you know, I remember when Honolulu Tech Week happened, you know, the first time around, and everybody was quite pleased. And I remember somebody telling me that they told you, yeah, Michael, you ought to be doing this every quarter. I thought, oh, that's a heavy load. But Michael, before we get into the details, tell me, you know, give me a little background on you. And I think for our listeners, I mean, it's good to know how you kind of got into this and what really motivated you to do this kind of newfangled thing called Tech Week.
Yeah, well, first, thank you again for having me on, Bert. A little bit about myself. So, you know, I'm a Kapi'olani baby, grew up in New Valley mostly. And then after I went college here at HPU, mm-hmm. I ended up going to San Francisco, to the Bay Area, and worked for a number of, you know, venture-backed technology startups, largely around, you know, AI, prior to it being LLMs, mm-hmm. prior to the new era AI. And so I did that for right under a decade. And when I came back home in 2021 to be closer to family, I realized that there were a couple of these kind of conference festival models that were going on around the world that I felt could really, really help to stimulate the ecosystem here and to get people excited about tech, but mm-hmm. also to bring together the broader ecosystem. And so my thinking there and kind of core to our mission is just really accelerating the growth of tech talent, capital going into the technology industry. And then overall, I think just broader adoption of technology by, you know, the various orgs within Hawaii, whether it be, you know, SMBs all the way up to the enterprise and gov.
Now, you know, there's been a lot of conferences that go on throughout the year. And, you know, it's everything from cloud to AI to whatever you might think of. I mean, you have Blue Startups doing their cohort. You have Mana Up. And so there's a lot of stuff going on. But from a Honolulu Tech Week standpoint, maybe describe a little bit what's kind of different about it.
Yeah, so Honolulu Tech Week it's a week of events, right? So it's not a conference where you have to sit in a room for multiple days. It's a week of events, and it's hosted actually by all of kind of some of these companies that you had mentioned, and even yourself, Bert, and hopefully we can get into that. It's hosted by leaders in the community that are tied in and connected to Hawaii's ecosystem or globally. So what does that actually mean? It means that we have some of the leading companies, the leading orgs, the leading influencers here in Hawaii that actually put on their own events during the week versus it just being, you know, my conference. Mm-hmm. Right now, you know, we have, this is equivalent of, you know, we have, I think, 50 events as of today that are put on by different orgs throughout the week, from Hawaii Women in Tech all the way to our friends at Blue Startups and many others like yourself.
Now, you know, before we get into kind of the detail of Honolulu Tech Week and some of the actual sessions that are going to be held, I mean, what occupied your time between the last Honolulu Tech Week and this one that's coming up?
So a couple different things. So one is I was actually really focused on trying to make Honolulu Tech Week as best as it can be for everyone. So we spent a lot of the last year focused on pulling in you know, more members of the community, pulling in groups from around the world that were connected into Hawaii to bring them back for the week. And then in addition to that, I spent the summer over in Asia in the Singapore area at a place called Network School, learning a lot about things like programming and robotics and other stuff. So I was nerding out for the summer, but really the majority of the last year has been focused on how do we make HCW into something that's scalable, into something that's really valuable for the community, because this is something that we want to do for the next 100 years and kind of turn it into the South by Southwest for those that are familiar of you know, the Pacific.
I like that, you know, sort of like 100-year view. Now, I know during that period of time, I did reach out and I realized, because I think you emailed me that you were in Asia.
Correct.
From a Michael Bennett standpoint, I mean, is this your main kind of focus, your main gig? Is this, it sounds like you're rounding out your experience so that you have a pretty kind of a global view of things and seeking kind of influence from all kinds of resources. Where do you fit in this? This is your main thing, or are there other things that you might be exploring, you know, in terms of startups or what have you?
Yeah, it's a great question. So for the last year, it's been my main thing, because like we alluded to, we want to make sure that we build it properly and have a foundation set. In addition to that, you know, I do some angel investing. I do some traveling. Right now, I think, you know, following Honolulu Tech Week and catching up on some sleep in September and October, I am looking at kind of next steps and figuring out what that what those will be. There's a couple really interesting kind of concepts and ideas that I'm looking at right now. So I don't have anything. I would make an announcement. Maybe I'll come back on.
Yeah.
That. But there are a couple of different companies that I'm interested in starting, and whether I do that or I end up, you know, going in a different direction. Right now, for the time being, this is primary gig. We're full focused on it, and then there'll be another one as well here shortly.
Well, you know, I do know that you've put in a lot of energy into Honolulu Tech Week, and I know that correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, it's kind of largely a labor of love, because there's not I don't see a whole lot of like revenue or transactional requirements in order for people to get involved. So I think a lot of it is just kind of your sweat equity going into building this. And I think that's really quite an accomplishment for you to actually do. And but again, you know, at some point in time, there's got to be a return for you. So I kind of am interested in what you do as that decision point comes up, and I'll definitely get you back on to talk about that. But you know, we do want to get into some of the the details of what went into the second, you know, the second Honolulu Tech Week. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back in a short break to continue our conversation with Michael Bennett. He's the founder of Honolulu Tech Week. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bert Lum, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Michael Bennett. He's the founder of Honolulu Tech Week, and we're talking about this week-long event of tech that features a lot of the diversity and technology that's happening here in Hawaii. And right before the break, Michael, you know, I was sort of alluding to the fact that, you know, you've put a lot of really kind of sweat equity into this. And for the most part, I was under the impression that, you know, this is kind of your contribution, your kind of give back to the community. So that's really great. And it's really I applaud you for that. Now, as you sort of build this brand and as you aspire to perhaps, you know, this version of South by Southwest, you know, in Hawaii, I think that's, you know, I think that's great. I mean, it's a great aspiration. What have you learned from the first year, which, again, that's just, you know, kind of 1 year under your belt, but were there things that came out of the first Honolulu Tech Week that you felt, yeah, that really worked, or, yeah, I gotta work on that and make that, you know, kind of improve that? What was it that you came out of the first Honolulu Tech Week that we might now see, might not, you know, we will see in the second Honolulu Tech Week?
Yeah, so I think the two things that worked really, really well for us and are really becoming a focus both in this year and coming years is to help showcase the best of those within Hawaii Tech, right? And that doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, just, you know, the best entrepreneur. It may be, we do that as well. We have a really cool panel that we're going to be talking about the two biggest startups in Hawaii. We're going to be doing a fireside chat with them. But it's also being able to showcase some of the amazing nonprofits like, you know, Hawaii Women in Tech that is, you know, doing incredible work on the ground. And so combining that local, the local companies, the local change makers, the local builders with some really incredible people that are connected to Hawaii, but coming back from the mainland or visiting us from whether it be the continental U.S. or even abroad, right? We have around people coming in from 10 different countries. And so It's really important because there's this mix of learning from our local leaders about what is, you know, working best and what they're seeing on the ground and celebrating their accomplishments, paired with learning from people around the world that are best in class as well and helping us level up. So it's really I think that worked so well because we're getting both the best of what we have here paired with learning and some of the best people from around the world being part. And I think that's really the recipe and the formula. We're always going to be Hawaii driven, Hawaii first. But I think it was just so cool to have, you know, students from, you know, UHB meeting with, you know, investors from San Francisco and so forth, right? That's part of the magic.
Now, so when you describe that kind of interaction, what part do you play in making that happen with, you know, introducing founders to people that are, let's say, coming out of Schuyler School of Business? I mean, are you personally kind of making those sort of organizational matchups, or does it somehow organically happen?
Yeah, so I would say it's both. We've tried to structure it in a way that it's organic. And I'll give you like a perfect example. You know, some of our sponsors that make HCW possible are some of the leading VCs, some of the leading accelerators, right? So if you think about Builders VC and the work that Johnny is doing, Chanel and the work that Blue Startups is doing, we have these type of people involved. And then in addition to that, we have, you know, some of the community awards, right, or institutions within our community, whether it be a sponsor like HCDC or a Alanito and the UH Workforce Development Group that are putting on events during the week, right? And so it naturally facilitates people and allows them to find their tribe, to find what they're interested in, instead of sitting through, you know, something that you have to do, you know, wait, you know, a day or two to get to the event that you want to go. In our case, people just go to the events that are most interesting to them. Obviously, there's a lot that, you know, I try to facilitate as many direct and personal intros as I can. But, you know, that becomes not scalable very quickly.
Yeah. I was going to say, but I do, again, hand it to you for mentioning and working with the ones that you just mentioned and getting them to jump on the bandwagon. I mean, that in and of itself is somewhat of a challenge to get the folks that have been doing this for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years and you know, you're coming along with a kind of a new concept and have them really jump on the bandwagon and support the cause, you know, in the way that you've sort of demonstrated with the first Honolulu Tech Week. And the second one is turning out to be quite a nice assortment of events and sessions and panels that's, you know, that's being organized. And I you know, again, applaud you. Now, in terms of your marketing this, and I know that this past Monday was kind of a target date for you to have all the events start to log into the, you know, Luma system, and then you started to actually get the word out. What is it that, what is your sort of secret sauce in helping to get the word out?
Yeah, so the first thing is, as any, you know, great marketer or business builder or community builder would know, is word of mouth is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is, you know, both personally, but then also as a org, we've just built an incredible reputation that's centered on us helping to serve and us helping to lead and provide opportunity to these various organizations that are putting on events or sending speakers and so forth. And so there's a lot of community excitement because HCW, which is like the acronym that we use, HCW is really about elevating our community and helping showcase them. It's a celebration of, you know, the incredible people that we have. And so it's natural for people to market out the events that they're doing, and it's natural for word of mouth to happen because they're focused on pushing out the message that the, if I'm an event host, I'm pushing out my event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really helpful, I think, overall. In addition to that, you know, I personally do a lot of the top line marketing, branding, social media, and I've been learning a lot about that. It's definitely changed over the years. But that word of mouth plus, I think, very like focused on social and high level kind of marketing principles has really, you know, helped us. And the incentives are aligned. That's the most important thing, Bert, is that the incentives are aligned for people that are getting involved with HCW. Because at the end of the day, if they're successful, HCW will be successful as well.
Well, I like the fact that it's a combination of you branding and marketing, you know, Honolulu Tech Week, HCW, and pushing the word out. But then you also provide this sort of umbrella that's branded, but people are putting, you know, their particular, let's say, session together or event together, and they are conscientiously wanting their event to be successful. So they're out there marketing their event. And so I think there's that combination. You've tapped in something where, you know, you're helping to provide like an overall brand, but then individuals are also helping to promote their particular event. And in that effort is promoting Honolulu Tech Week. So I think it's working.
Yeah, and I mean, and maybe I don't know if this is the right time, but it would be, I think it's really interesting. You know, I want to give you some promo for the event that you're going to be putting on, and maybe you should tell the audience about it. But I think, you know, you're seeing people come in that maybe you didn't know or hadn't connected the dots with before, that because the event is during the week, they're putting it on, they're getting net new people within the community that they didn't know were interested in their area, or maybe some new talent in that they may hire in the future, or potentially a new investor coming to a product launch or product demo. So that's where the real magic happens.
Well, you know, I'll mention it, and I want you to talk a little bit about your sort of ambassadors, and maybe what you're describing is that, you know, I may not even know it, but I might be an ambassador in a way. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back to this short break to continue our conversation with Michael Bennett, founder of Honolulu Tech Week. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor The Hidden Nene.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And of course, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Michael Bennett. He's the founder of Honolulu Tech Week. And this is the second annual Honolulu Tech Week. The first one was last year in 2024. And it's a week-long event, and it features Hawaii's tech diversity. And right before the break, you know, Michael, you know, there's when I saw that the Honolulu Tech Week was coming up, and there was something that I really wanted to share with the community, I thought, wow, this is a great opportunity to, you know, to actually leverage a wave that you're creating and give me an opportunity to, you know, showcase something that I've been wanting to share with the community. So, you know, I'm putting on something right on, I guess, the Tuesday. And again, you can tell the details, Michael, about the, you know, the timing and the dates. But, you know, HoloTech Week is going to be basically September 8th. And there is a date in there. And I figured, you know, Tuesday might be a good day. And I am hosting an event to do an information briefing on the Internet Governance Forum. So it's something that I kind of got exposed to when I was in Geneva, Switzerland. And I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting. I'd like to see if we can, you know, share this with the community here in Hawaii. So my thought was, hey, you know, why don't I do it right around the time of Honolulu Tech Week so then I could benefit from not only, you know, me wanting to do it and the timing for it, but also the fact that you're doing Honolulu Tech Week and I can leverage the marketing that you're also doing. So maybe, you know, in that sort of way, I'm sort of like a ambassador. But you have real official ambassadors, right, that are out there helping to get people to, you know, either form their events or actually kind of help coordinate some of the activities during the week of September 8th.
Yeah, correct. And there's really like, so in addition to, you know, the 3,000 person network that we have and mm-hmm. are rapidly growing that out, there's really kind of three key groups that we have. And group one is our sponsors who help, you know, make the week possible with their financial support and so forth. That's like I mentioned, the Builders VCs, HTDC, Powbox, AP Hawaii. There's a number of other ones, but for time, I won't go through them all. We have the event hosts. That's the other big group. And event hosts are really the rock stars of Honolulu Tech Week. They, like yourself, will throw unique and interesting events that are designed to, you know, for their audience plus the broader Tech Week community. And so these range from panels and fireside chats to mixers, product demos, even like, you know, going to have like a hype this year. So, you know, that's the second group. And then the third group is we do have a group of ambassadors. They're around eight. And so every year we'll do a group of them. And these are people that have really shown, you know, amazing contributions to Honolulu Tech Week, typically in the prior year. Mm-hmm. So it will range from people that are sponsors to people that hosted a great event, or to just people within the community that did something really, really amazing, right? So in one sense, everyone that's participating is an ambassador, but this group is really important. It has people from all sorts of orgs, from Builders to Hawaii Angels to a number of students, right? Mm-hmm, and very grateful for them and everyone else. And I'm happy to talk a little bit more about, you know, that program or anything else.
Well, you know, I do want to give you a chance to talk about the, I know you're going to have the mayor be a part of Honolulu Tech Week. And what is that part of a kickoff or what is the mayor involved in terms of an actual sort of session or event?
Yeah, so the city of Honolulu and Mayor Rick is going to be involved in two things. So one is we do have a sponsors mixer for opening ceremony. It's a invite only event. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. it's one of the few ones, but this is a way that we thank the sponsors and some of the major supporters of Tech Week. And so the mayor typically kicks off the week with some opening remarks. It's very similar to what Francis Suarez does in Miami and happens throughout other Tech Weeks globally. And then number two, the city of Honolulu is actually putting on a really, really amazing event focused on kind of what the CityGov is doing from an innovation standpoint and from a technology standpoint. So that will be actually Wednesday night. It's called Community-Centric Collaboration at 4:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. and how the city is leveraging public and private partnerships to drive you know, just technology growth and better outcomes for residents. So that's by the OER, city and county. And then there's some incredible speakers on that, like my friend Peter Duher, who is the SVP of Digital at Servco. So 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. Highly recommend people to go to that.
Any other events or sessions that you want to kind of help bring some attention to?
Oh, Bert, there's too many. I mean, I think I would love for you to talk about what you're doing, actually, if you wouldn't mind. I think you and a couple other people have some really, really awesome events. So maybe would you mind shilling your event a little bit live?
Well, I kind of already did, but just to recap, you know, it's the Internet Governance Forum, which actually came out as a result of a UN initiative that is called the World Summit on the Information Society. And they've been actually doing this for 20 years. And the main kind of function was to convene multi-stakeholders. And what we are going to be talking about is, you know, what has happened over the 20 years and what is the future of the Internet Governance Forum. So that's kind of the topic. But I do want to, you know, get back to your assessment of, you know, who you think might be kind of good to check out. Now, I do want to point out that this event listing, and I like the way you've used Luma, is quite extensive. And maybe, you know, it's a difficult question to ask, right? Is what's the best one? Because if anybody looks at this list, I mean, I'm sure they'll find something that will resonate with them. So anyway, Michael, you want to plug anything else?
Yeah, so really quickly, I mean, I think one of the big areas that we wanted to focus on this year is there is a ton of EdTech events going on, EdTech/AI.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, AI is moving extremely fast. And so while there's all of these incredible events, given, I think, your listenership, Bert, there's a number of events that are getting put on by groups like Hawaii Women in Tech, by groups like Digital Promise, which is a really interesting group within the EdTech space. They're going to be coming in from the continental U.S. There's also a really amazing event that Gabriel, who runs the esports program at Iolani, is doing at Iolani. So I think the easiest way is have people go to the Honolulu Tech Week website, and then they can sign up. We send them the calendar, and then they get to choose what events they're most excited about and plan to go to. And that's what makes it so special.
So, Michael,
if you're an educator, you can sign up for those.
Yeah. So,
if
Michael,
you're
why don't
founder, you sign up for a founder event?
Why don't you share the URL and let people go check it out? And I highly recommend that you get the view of the calendar. So, where do people go to find out more about Honolulu Tech
Week?
Yeah,
so they can go to HonoluluTechWeek.com. They register, and once they register, we'll send them over the link to the calendar, and from there, they can go choose what events they're most excited about attending.
Sounds good. Michael Bennett is the founder of Honolulu Tech Week. It starts on September 8th, and I'll put the link up on our show notes for later on. Hey, Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Mahalo, Bert. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the World Summit on the Information Society. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is Crystal Spear. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.